Obviously, we've had a huge backlash against people having to not only just check in because of being double vaccinated, but just checking in general. But people are just walking up and turning around and walking away. And we've had people abusing junior staff members and senior staff members. But, you know, I think that the only way we can get around this is just to do takeaway. It makes it more inclusive for everyone. We don't have to ask about your vaccination status. You can, we've even today moved all the counters and the fridges to the big sliding door we have. So you don't even need to come into the cafe now to get your takeaway. Hopefully, that'll make it a bit more inclusive for everyone and people won't feel as left out. I estimate we're down about $10,000 in turnover between both businesses last week. But when these mandates kicked in, you know, Friday and Saturday in Wood Street was a joke. There was no one there. Look, we've turned away probably 20%, but I suppose the easiest way to put it is how a friend of mine explained it to me. Mackay has 100, just shy of 135,000 people. 10% of those people, there's 10% not vaccinated. That's about 13,500 people. Now, if you spread that out between how many households are in Mackay, so you might have a mum and dad and a 20-year-old and a 15-year-old. And let's just say the 20-year-old decides that they don't want to get vaccinated. That whole family can no longer go out now without leaving that one at home. So they're not inclusive. So that family's got to make a choice. Do we go for a barbecue? Do we have a barbecue here? Do we go down the beach and have a picnic? Because we can't go to a restaurant now because one of them is unvaccinated. So I think the government have failed to realise that that 10% of people that look like they're not going to get vaccinated, that's not 13,000 individuals. That's 13,500 families or couples. I've got heaps of friends where one's been vaccinated, one doesn't. I've got other friends where their children at 15 and 16 are refusing to get vaccinated. They do not want a bar of it. So they can't do anything as a family. And that's all it's hurting is small businesses. If you go onto these Facebook pages and the you know, that's on, have a read of some of their comments. They're people are angry and they need to lash out at someone about this because they're just so disappointed. And unfortunately, it's the hospitality staff and the retail staff, you know, and Queensland Police, to it, I'm sure as well, they're getting lashed out at and screamed at and spoken to. I mean, I had a car pull up out the front of our restaurant on Saturday night, scream obscenities into the restaurant, telling us they hope we go broke and asking us where our customers were. And then they drove up Wood Street. They did the same at the coffee club. And then they were doing, you know, laps of Wood Street. I mean, it's just uncalled for. We don't make these decisions. We have to stick by them. And do we agree with them? I don't. I think everybody should be allowed to do whatever they want. That's the whole idea of everyone getting vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you've made your bed, you lie in it. You know, you've made an informed decision. That's it. If that's the route you want to go down, so be it. Do you know what I mean? I'm double vaccinated. All my staff are double vaccinated. Some of my staff have decided they would like to wear masks at work. Others haven't. That's your personal choice. But by the government doing what they're doing, allowing 400 people to sit in a food court at Canelands on Saturday, all eating happily, you know, 45-minute wait for people to get McDonald's, and our places are empty.